News. I'm Jim Bertel. Four Republicans voted with House Democrats Tuesday to approve a resolution condemning remarks made by President Donald Trump that they deemed racist about minority Democratic congresswomen. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Throughout my life, I've had people tell me to go back to China or Japan or North Korea.
Congressman Ted Lieu is an immigrant and says he served in the U.S. Air Force because he loves America. But he knows the go back insult.
That is a racist insult because it's based on race. If I was white, they would not tell me to go back to China.
He was among 240 House members voting to condemn as racist President Trump's tweets telling a group of Democratic congresswomen of color to go back to their countries of origin. All but four Republicans voted against the resolution, with Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia saying,
"We need to get to a certain time when we are back to literally doing the people's business."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump says Iran cannot test ballistic missiles that the U.S. sees as vehicles for carrying nuclear bombs. Trump made the comment while speaking with reporters Tuesday at the White House. He said he believes Iran must not develop a nuclear weapon or test ballistic missiles. A U.N. Security Council resolution that endorsed Iran's 2015 deal with world powers called upon rather than obligated Iran to refrain from testing missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Tehran has long said its nuclear ambitions are peaceful and its missiles are defensive in nature. The White House and Congress are engaged in tough, down-to-the-wire negotiations over raising the U.S. government's borrowing limit and agreeing to a new spending levels. The century-old debt ceiling is a legal cap on the amount of money the government can borrow to cover revenue shortages. For all the latest news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, and this is VOA News. U.S. authorities said Tuesday they have arrested former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo,